Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Flirting with Fear. Now, fear play can be very fun and interesting, depending on what you're into. This is a bit more subtle, as it were. Flirting with fear rather than doing a deep dive. Excitement, arousal, and fear are all kind of connected. Often they are emotions or reactions that we do not control very well. They raise our heartbeat, flush our cheeks, and create an innate response before we have time to think about them. So what would happen if you mix them around a little bit? What would happen if we take your mind and we twist the dials ever so slightly, allowing you to experiment with a bit of fear? Now the question is, what would you fear? What are you afraid of? What makes you perk up and pay attention? There are so many things that people do or do not fear. And yet there is an almost universal fear of the unknown. When you have this feeling that there's something looking over your shoulder or close behind you, something that could maybe strike at any moment, but it stays just out of eyesight, maybe flickering in the shadows in the corner of your eyes. But the feeling it causes, the emotions that react, are more than fear alone. Excitement, arousal. All of these are elements of the same base instinct, an intense reaction of emotion, of hormones that you do not control. And when this happens, when this chain of events, these linked hormones begin to flow through your body, it's hard to control. Your mind may not even be fully aware of it happening. The first indication is something physical. Heartbeat racing, flushed cheeks, an increased sensitivity and awareness. Are you relaxed right now? Listening to my voice normally is a nice, slow thing. Going with the flow, following the ups and downs, letting yourself slip into trance so naturally. And yet there's something different now. There's something sharp almost, something nice or not, concerning or craving. What is it? Where is your mind going? Do you have any control over it right now? Or are there little specks of influence flickering in and out of attention? It's as easy as breathing. Now it's perfectly fine if you want to feel only excitement and arousal and remain unaware of the fear that lurks beneath. It is your mind, after all. I'm sure there's nothing capable of sneaking in and affecting your thoughts ever so slightly, creating these little moments of uncertainty, these flickers of awareness where you know something is wrong, where you know something is happening. Pay them no heed. I'm sure everything is fine. Nothing has affected you other than perhaps a few hormones here and there. Some emotions flowing and growing with a sensation of words. Wanting, fearing, noticing, or not. What will happen? Is there a shadow behind you? Or is there a craving inside of you? Are you perfectly safe, or is there this undertone of something else? Are you sure what's going to happen next? Have you read the words or listened before? Are you absolutely certain that it hasn't been changed? Sneakily updated to surprise you ever so slightly and play with your mind. It's only your perception. You can calm down. You don't have to feel your heartbeat rising or your breath quickening. You don't have to glow on your cheeks or feel the rush. Everything is fine, innocent, not in any way exciting, arousing, or scary. We're only flirting with fear, after all. Don't turn around. Try not to think about what may be behind you. As long as you remain still, calm, blank, nothing will happen. You're simply listening to an audio file. There's nothing that can happen just like that, of course. It's all an illusion. You're perfectly safe. You're unaffected by all of these words playing in your fears and desires, wants and needs. Then again, they do tend to affect you, don't they? Often playing with your mind, toying with your perception. Are you sure you know what's going to happen next, or did you already forget what happened before? Are you in full control of the situation? Can you stop it if you want to, or are you too curious to keep on listening? We're only flirting with fear, only playing, aren't we? Or maybe it's just a drop of nothingness, or a sudden awareness of the feelings inside, the quickening heartbeat, the raising breath, the flush. There is something happening, arousal, excitement, fear, who knows what it is. Or nothing. Complete blankness. A total and utter openness for my words, a vulnerability that may be unwise right now. Then again, maybe you enjoy flirting with fear, exploring some dangerous corners of your mind. Who knows what we'll find? Are you aware of your own fears? When I snap my fingers, do you know what image, what feeling, what idea will rise from the depths of your own mind? There. What was that? Something in the back of your mind popped forward, something deeply scary. Deeper and deeper, more and more intense, almost like footsteps getting closer. What is it? What does the darkness shape when you feel excitement, that fear, that arousal? Mixed together, alone, completely, utterly alone. All these hormones, all these feelings, they are part of the same thing. Fortunately for you, we're only flirting with fear, with different emotions. And this might have shaken you up a little. That's okay. It will all be all right in the end. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can remain exactly where you are. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you will return to awareness and hopefully some semblance of normality. Enjoy.